This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel struck Gaza on Monday, and witnesses reported blasts in the besieged territory south, but fighting had largely subsided on the second day of an army-declared quote-unquote pause to facilitate aid flows. The relative calm came as Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu dissolved his war cabinet, reflecting the country's political fractures. Israeli media said the move was meant to counter pressure from far-right politicians seeking a greater say in decision-making. The United Nations says the percentage of people in the world who have fled their homes to protect their lives has doubled in the past decade, but in Gaza, families say no matter how many times they run, they cannot find safety. VOA's Heather Murdoch reports.
The United Nations says roughly 120 million people are now forcibly displaced worldwide, living outside their homes, forced to flee wars, persecution, and other human rights violations. Most people who flee are searching for someplace safe, but in Gaza, residents say there is no such place inside the enclave, so they keep moving to stay alive. Few families have escaped Gaza, but the vast majority remain because the borders are closed, and escape requires far more money than most displaced people have left. Heather Murdoch, VOA News.
Trucks carrying humanitarian aid were seen driving through a crossing in southern Israel on Monday, a day after the military announced it would hold daily tactical pauses in fighting along one of the main roads into Gaza to facilitate aid delivery into the Palestinian enclave. The military had announced the daily pauses starting at 5 in the morning for 13 hours in an area north of the Kerem Shalom crossing. This is VOA News. A U.S. special envoy visited Jerusalem on Monday, seeking to calm the situation on the disputed northern border with Lebanon and Israel. Reuters correspondent Alex Cohen has more.
Israel said tensions with the Iran-backed Hezbollah militia could lead to a larger conflict. Here's Israeli Army spokesperson Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari.
Hezbollah is jeopardizing the future of Lebanon so that it can be a shield for Hamas.
U.S. Special Envoy Amos Hochstein's visit follows weeks of increasing exchanges of fire along the line between Israel and Lebanon, where Israeli forces have for months been engaged in a simmering conflict with Hezbollah that has continued alongside the war in Gaza.
Reuters correspondent Alex Cohen. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Russian President Vladimir Putin is thanking North Korea for supporting his actions in Ukraine and says the two countries would work together to overcome U.S.-led sanctions. The comments were published on Tuesday as the Russian leader was heading to Pyongyang to meet with the North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Their countries are deepening their alignment in the face of intensifying confrontations with Washington. Campaigning kicked off on Monday for France's snap parliamentary election, a day after the National Rally Party's anti-immigration policies may have been the target of words by French footballer Kylian Mbappe. Reuters correspondent Olivia Zolino has more.
Liana Agoun, the 22-year-old care worker, says she and Mbappe both share the same concern: the rise of extremism. During a press conference on the eve of France's opening game at Euro 2024, France's team captain made a call to young voters.
Aujourd'hui, on voit très bien que les...
Agoun says that message hit home.
I agree with everything he says. I have a similar opinion, and I think it's important to go and vote, especially now and for the future generations.
Mbappe said he supported the same values and position as his teammate, Marcus Thuram, who has clearly called for voters to ensure that the far-right national rally, quote, does not pass.
Reuters correspondent Olivia Zolino. The U.S. Surgeon General has called on Congress to require warning labels on social media platforms similar to those now mandatory on cigarette boxes. In a Monday opinion piece for the New York Times, Dr. Vivek Murthy said social media is a contributing factor in the mental health crisis among young people. Murthy said the use of just a warning label wouldn't make social media safe for young people, but would be part of the steps needed. Find more at voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.